Welcome to Beer Here,
a weekly podcast on beer, beer culture, and whatever else we can think of. This week it's a review of a kind of expensive beer.
A very expensive beer. It's the brewery Smoking Wood, a smoked imperial rye porter aged in rye whiskey barrels. And the label informs us very helpfully that it contains alcohol.
Kind of assume that at the get-go. This is a 13% beer. We picked it up at a local good beer shop.
For the low, low price of $26.99.
So, okay, it's 13%, so that's understandable that it's going to be a little more pricey. And it's in a 1 pint, 9.4-ounce, 750 milliliter bottle. So that means it's going to cost a little bit more, but $27, that's a pretty hefty price.
We're hoping that what's inside the bottle is worth the price tag on the outside.
This is funny. I got this just before Christmas and doing some Christmas beer shopping and getting some table wine for a couple days before Christmas. And so I went to the beer shop first and bought some pretty nice, kind of high-end beers, a little pricey. But, you know, holidays, so we splurge. And then I went to the wine shop just to get a simple dinner table wine. One of the guys behind the counter sees my bag of bottles and says, "That's all wine?" And I said, "No, it's beer." And they looked at each other in disbelief that beer comes in these big bottles with crowns and corks. And I had to show them what the beer was. I said, "Yeah, this is very good beer. You know, here's this one from Dogfish Head. It costs $16. And they gasped. They said, "A beer? $16? I said, "Well, that's nothing. You should see this other one. It's $20. And they just shook their heads, and I showed it to them, and they took great interest. Just to totally blow their minds, I showed them the brewery, Smoking Wood, and said, "This one's only $27. Now, that's probably double of what I paid for a wine that was in the same size bottle. So they really couldn't get their heads wrapped around that very easily. But they were very curious. They wanted to see every single bottle. They wanted to know what that was all about.
Let's hope the wine shop doesn't turn into a beer shop, though. We need a wine shop close to the house.
That's true. We already have enough beer shops, so... All right, so let's crack this one open. It's a nice label, as you'll see in the blog post. It comes in a standard crown. There's no cork as far as I can tell here. Nope. There's not going to be a big pop, maybe. All right, so here we go. Pouring the brewery's Smoking Wood. This is the second year of this beer, I believe, from the website. I think the first one was released 2011, and I think it was actually lower in alcohol. So, yeah, it's a porter, so it's pretty much opaque.
It's got a...
almost black, dark brown.
It's got a deep tan head.
Yeah.
Looks like root beer.
Yeah, it's a root beer head. Yeah, it has a nice, rich, malty, chocolatey note in the nose.
Yeah, not getting too much of the smoked character. This is brewed with beechwood and cherrywood smoked malt, and then it's aged in rye whiskey barrels.
This has almost a Yoo-hoo quality nose. You know, that sort of watery chocolate?
I've never had Yoo-hoo.
Well, you should have it at one point in your life, once at least.
With a description of watery chocolate.
It's watery, watery chocolate, watery chocolate.
The smoke does come through in the flavor. It's subtle. It's not a huge smoke character. It's not a rauk beer, certainly.
No.
The porter notes, the roasted malts come through, and a bit of that whiskey barrel.
Yeah, it's well put together. It's a well-rounded experience. They say that this beer can be aged up to 3 years in proper conditioning. I don't particularly like to age beers too much. My philosophy is that they lose more than they gain. I don't know, this one might gain some things that are worth gaining, but as a fresh, uncellared beer, there's a lot of good flavors. I know their website mentions caramel and vanilla. I can get maybe a little bit of vanilla, but that subtleness of the smoked flavor is quite nice. I mean, I like a good smoky beer. In fact, I had two different smoked beers earlier today. this one is not a smack you in the tongue smoke flavor, but you know it's there. You can taste it, and it's a nice, rounded, kind of controlled smoke flavor.
I also like the fact that even though it's been barrel aged, it's not overwhelmingly...
The wood hasn't taken over.
The character of what was in the barrel has not overwhelmed the beer.
No, not at all. It's definitely got the subtleness that you'd hope for. Is it a $27 bottle of beer? I'm not sure about that. I know that it sells for a lower price in different markets. I mean, it's New York City, so $27 for a refrigerated version of this, it's not outrageous.
If it's released once a year, barrel aging does take up time.
That's right.
And space in your brewery, so.
Yeah, this is not a beer I would get for, a Wednesday night,
pizza night.
Exactly. But this is definitely a beer that's worthwhile.
It's a good sipping beer.
Good sipping beer on a cold winter night, sometime between Christmas and New Year's. I would say that you would not rue the day that you drank this brewery beer. Is that very true? If you were to drink this with any of Winnie the Pooh's contemporaries, who would you drink this with?
I think Piglet would enjoy this. I'm not going to fall into your trap.
We know which character would enjoy this beer. Hopefully next week we'll report back from Dave Broderick's new joint up in Vermont.
The Worthy Burger, serving burgers and good beer, including fish burgers for those of us who don't eat meat burgers.
On to Vermont.
And Happy New Year.